KTBB News Time, 6:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. Today's the day Cardinals begin meeting to choose a new pope. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and he files this report.
The conclave to elect a new pope officially got underway at 10 o'clock this morning, local time in Rome. It began with a votive mass called Pro Eligendo Romano Pontifice, which means for the election of the Roman pontiff. At 4:30 in the afternoon local time, 9:30 in the morning in Texas, the 133 cardinal electors will process into the Sistine Chapel, where they will be locked in con chiave, with a key, from which we get the word conclave. A single vote is possible at about noon Texas time. We'll keep you apprised. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
The body of a Brenham girl swept away in flash flooding Monday has been found.
The Brenham Fire Department says 10-year-old Dava Woods was walking home from school Monday afternoon when water started rising around a bridge. Police Lieutenant Stephen Eiler says they sent rescue teams, but 16 other agencies joined in too. Mayor Atwood Conjuras, as an officer, was even swept away, but he was able to get back to safety. They found the girl's body about 10 a.m. Brenham ISD sent a note to parents at her elementary school asking everyone to keep Woods' family in their prayers, saying they're thankful for first responders and community members who tried to help.
Alan Skyer reporting, Texas teachers caught assisting students in social transitioning their gender could face tough penalties if a bill in the Texas House becomes law.
House Bill 1655, authored by Fort Worth State Rep. Nate Schatzline, would prohibit public school employees from using the names or pronouns the student wishes if it goes against the gender on their birth certificate. Also, not hiding gender identification information from parents.
Schools are not places for secret agendas or social experiments on our kids. They are places for education, not indoctrination.
Powerful testimony coming from Texans on both sides.
Why is my child allowed to change their name at school without parental notification or consent?
Who determines what are boys' names and girls' names?
No child is born in the wrong body.
This bill is another attempt to disappear the trans community.
Schools found in violation could lose state funding.
Chris Fox reporting, there are big changes at the airport starting today.
Travelers will need an updated driver's license called the Real ID to get through airport security. So what if you don't have one? Patty Mancha, who's a TSA spokeswoman for Texas, says you'll be hauled out of line for an interview.
This is not a fast process, and it's also not a guaranteed process.
She says it's a lot like a credit check, so if you don't have a Real ID and you need to fly, she says come to the airport even earlier than normal. You can also use a passport, she says.
Michael Board with that report, and a Kansas man is accused of stealing a cannon to pay back a drug dealer.
In newly released court documents, 37-year-old Gordon Pierce III tells Wichita police he feared for his life after someone stole meth a drug dealer had given him, and the dealer didn't believe it, threatening to shoot him and his family unless he paid $20,000. An arrest affidavit obtained by KAKE News says Pierce was looking for copper statues to steal for money when he found an 800-pound cannon in a local park last month, eventually dragging it to a friend's garage and cutting it into several pieces, hoping to sell those. But Pierce told police the drug dealer's threats continued, and he ended up at his mother's house feeling helpless. Now he's charged with multiple counts, including theft and aggravated damage to property. Police call the cannon a priceless fixture in the community, gifted to the city in 1900.
Lisa Brady with that report from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Wednesday, May the 7th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. As always, we are glad to be with you this morning, keeping you company and bringing you all the latest in local, state, and national news, the latest in sports, and of course, the latest in weather. That is coming your way next from KETK meteorologist Braden Seo, and we are glad you're with us. KTBB News Time, 6:06.
License number 4214C.
Roy Dassaville here from AC Contractors, along with one of my Do It Right guys, Ace.
Noticing that the words promise and guarantee are pretty similar in meaning, however...
A lot of people make promises they can't keep, but a guarantee, well, that tends to be written down somewhere.
Certainly the case for AC Contractors, fixed right or it's free guarantee.
We'll spell it out for you, folks. If we work on your air conditioning system...
And you make all the repairs we recommend...
If your AC quits on you before the heat quits,
we'll come back and fix it for free.
Is that a promise, Ace?
Better than a promise, Mr. D. It's our guarantee.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You said buts.
Tell me, Ace, why do you suppose we've hardly ever had to make good on that guarantee?
Hey, we're not called Do It Right guys for nothing, Mr. D.
Serving Tyler, Longview, and all over East Texas, online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Is that?
Yep, sure looks like Nana's casserole.
Having family over for supper was nice and all, but...
That drain's definitely clogged.
Well, Brandy, garbage disposals aren't built to chop like a wood chipper. Even coffee grinds and grease can cause things to act strange.
Strange?
You know, slow and sluggish drains. Point is, when any of that happens...
Call the Bannister All-Star Plumbers.
We'll clear your pesky drain in a jiffy.
BannisterPlumbing.com.
Joint pain can make simple tasks like walking through the grocery store feel like a struggle. It can also keep you from living the life you love. With Christus Health, you can get total joint care right here, close to home. Whether it's advanced treatments, joint replacement surgery, or a personalized physical therapy plan, our orthopedic experts will explore every option available to get you back to being you. Christus Health, your life, our purpose.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time 608. Let's get the latest now on today's weather forecast. With that, here is KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
A good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. Today is going to be a lot less active than what we saw for our Tuesday. We'll still see some storms as we go into this afternoon, but not nearly as much as we did for our Tuesday. And then we'll see those high temperatures climb to near 80 degrees. Lots of clouds expected through the day. Winds will be from the southeast at about 5 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, our low temperatures will fall into the lower 60s with lots of cloud cover still expected. And then on Thursday, hit or miss storms possible during the afternoon under partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s to near 80, and winds will now be from the north at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then more storms are possible on Friday, again, hit or miss during the afternoon. Then Mother's Day weekend is shaping up to be pretty pleasant. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, so things are going to be pretty nice for our weekend. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
This forecast brought to you by Gentech Alternative Power Solutions. Prepare for the unexpected. Call Gentech today. 62 degrees over the Flower Box, 64 degrees over Hamill's Flower Shop, and 62 at KTBB. The headlines coming up next. KTBB News Time 610.
Time always takes care of the increase. Customers come in each and every day asking, with metals at historic highs, should we continue to invest in gold and silver? Hi, I'm Barry Tatum, Texican Rare Coin. I go back and look just in the last calendar year, gold was 2,000. That's over 40% in a calendar year the metals have increased. So my response is anything different that would stop metals from rising? There's nothing different. With market conditions at record highs, Texican Rare Coin buys and sells daily. So we're always buying silver and gold and platinum. We're in need of collectible coins. The market for collectible coins is as high as it's been. TexicanRareCoin.com, 100 Independence Place, Suite 316, Tyler, Texas.
Y aquí en Monedas Tejanas hablamos español.
Hi, Bill Coates. How many times have you had something here that needs to go there, and you don't have the time, and you don't have the shipping supplies?
All you need to do is bring us what you have and bring us an address.
Greg Ferguson is the owner of USA Shipping Center in Tyler.
We take whatever it is you have to send, we package it appropriately, and we give you some options. You let us know how you want it done, and we do it.
If you're shipping something fragile or valuable, it needs to be properly packed.
We make sure everything is packed to get there in one piece. Family heirlooms, grandma's china, silver, whatever you have that needs to go, we see it and we've done it.
USA Shipping Center is a local family and veteran-owned business that will take care of you like a neighbor. Packing and shipping, large format printing, secure document transmission, mailboxes and package receiving. USA Shipping Center does it all. USA Shipping Center is in Tyler on East 5th at the Loop. They're online at usashippingcenter.com. Thinking inside the box. USA Shipping Center.
Get all the weather information you need from right now to later in the week at KTBB.com. Keep up with the changes and be ready for whatever you're planning. The latest weather information, anytime, on any screen. East Texas weather can change in a matter of minutes. Know what's going on so you can be ready. Accurate weather information for anywhere in the world from anywhere you are, anytime. Click weather at KTBB.com. Powered by Southside Bank. Discover banking with a hometown touch.
KTBB News Time, 6:12, 64 degrees in Longview, 62 degrees in Tyler on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
World shares are mixed ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. Asian shares mostly gained after the U.S. and China announced they will hold trade talks in Switzerland later this week. President Trump and Canada's prime minister met for the first time amid trade and annexation tensions. The Homeland Security Secretary testified Tuesday before a House Appropriations Subcommittee. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, wants to shut down an ICE detention center in his city. Five people have been arrested after a deadly smuggling incident off the Pacific coast, and India is targeting Pakistan with multiple missile strikes, killing at least 26 people. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time, 6:13.
We live in a time where sometimes it seems like up is down and down is up. Well, when it comes to pools, the less you go down into the earth, the more your bank account stays up. When you think about a new pool, at least consider an above-ground pool from Blue Coral Pools. Blue Coral Pools and owner Cheryl Hicks have been saving East Texans money on pool construction for years. It costs much less to build an above-ground pool. Just like the times we live in change, so do the in-ground pools. You can now put an above-ground pool a few feet below the ground, giving you the ability to put a beautiful deck around it, giving it an appearance of an in-ground pool. So stop by Blue Coral Pools today on Old Jacksonville, just past Bruno's, and ask Cheryl how to save your family thousands while splashing in your new pool. BlueCoralPools.com is their website. Building beautiful above-ground pools is their mission. Keep your family fund quotient high and your financial stress low with an above-ground pool from Blue Coral Pools. BlueCoralPools.com.
So much is changing so quickly now.
What are you doing about it?
You stay up to speed when you're out and about with 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB. But don't fall out of the loop when you're in off the loop. Take us home, too. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
Can you tell me what's happening with this?
Playing KTBB.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by the Patio Center at East Texas Brick. Don't just reside, thrive.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at AthensTractor.com, voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTBB News Time, 6:15, 62 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. The second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown will be missing one of the sport's stars.
Horse racing fans will have to wait until next year for a chance to witness history. Sovereignty, the winner of last weekend's Kentucky Derby, will not run in the Preakness Stakes, officials announced Tuesday. Trainer Bill Mott told Preakness officials the plan was for Sovereignty to enter the Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, which will take place on June 7th at Saratoga Racecourse. It's the first time the Kentucky Derby winner will not race in the Preakness since Rich Strike in 2022.
That is Joe Morgan, a grieving mother turning her sadness into a positive effort.
Just over 8 months since her sons, hockey players Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau, were killed while riding bicycles, hit by a motor vehicle driven by a man charged with DUI and manslaughter, Jane Gaudreau is healing through helping others at the school where she works and where her mother worked, Archbishop Damiano, a special needs school in Westville, New Jersey. Jane Gaudreau helped create a 5K run to raise funds for a new playground for 125 students at the school, where both Johnny and Maddie volunteered, as did their sisters. The 5K set for May 31st near a hockey rink where her sons used to play.
I'm just hoping that, you know, that the boys were going to be looking down and just be so happy that, you know, we're doing something like this in their honor, and I think they'll be proud.
Jane Gaudreau with Fox 29 in Philadelphia.
And that is Jared Max with that story. The NBA playoffs rolled on last night. Now, normally when your star player scores 48, the game is in the bag. Not the case, though, for the Cavaliers.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three! Three ball! Indiana by one! 1 1/10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off.
Aaron Nesmith and Miles Turner each posted 23 as the Pacers overcame a big night from Donovan Mitchell. Indiana got close late, then won it on a Tyrese Halliburton three-pointer in the final seconds. Final score there, 120-119, as the Pacers lead 2-0. In the other game, the Warriors lost Steph Curry in the second quarter to a hamstring injury, but others stepped up. Buddy Hield led with 24 points. Golden State took game one, 99-88. The Rangers piled up the hits in Boston.
Here's the pitch to Adolis, and there's a high fly ball to center, deep enough to score the run. Over from right, it is Abreu who makes the catch. He's got the stronger arm. Jogging home is Peterson. Semien holds it first, and the Rangers lead it 3-0.
That was part of a 5-run fourth inning for Texas. Starter Nathan Eovaldi fanned 7 over 6 innings, and Texas beat the Red Sox 6-1. In Milwaukee, the Brewers topped the Astros 4-3. And in hockey, the Stars and Jets play game one of the second round tonight on the Winnipeg ice. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 6:18.
Do you have one pair of glasses for reading, another for working at the computer, and yet another for distance and driving?
You need sunglasses, computer glasses, reading glasses.
That's Anna Thompson, optician and owner of Express Eyewear.
People who don't know they need multifocal lenses, maybe they're in single vision lenses and they're switching over to a reader to read, and they think that's normal, you know, that's time for a multifocal at that point will make their life easier. A multifocal could be like a line bifocal, a line trifocal, or a progressive lens, which is commonly referred to in no-line.
There's a big difference between Express Eyewear and the optical shop at the mall.
I would consider us to be more like a multifocal specialist because we can get our hands on the latest technology for any type of multifocal out there.
Independent, optician-owned, and in a brand-new location with lens and frame choices you won't see at the mall. That's the Express Eyewear difference. Express Eyewear is on Highway 69, about a mile north of I-20. They're online at expresseyewear.net. expresseyewear.net.
New tax resolution companies seem to come and go pretty often these days, so be careful when choosing who helps you with your IRS issues. Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. Remember, IRS problems are legal problems, and for over 20 years, 100% of the Bryson Law Firm's focus has been helping our clients resolve IRS issues. The IRS is not in business to help you, and they don't play around. Use the Bryson Law Firm's legal experience and proven track record to provide you with a legal solution and help you end the IRS nightmare. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're regulated by the Bar Association. No fine print, just 100% transparency. Give us a call at the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have offices across Louisiana and Texas. Contact our office today to schedule your free consultation with a tax resolution law firm. Visit BrysonLawFirm.com.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 62 degrees, KTBB News Time, 6:20.
I'm Cole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors awaited the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision and welcomed upcoming trade discussions between the U.S. and China. The 10-year Treasury yield was less than one basis point lower at 4.312%. Disney posted fiscal second quarter earnings that beat on the top and bottom lines. Disney, which had previously said it expected Disney Plus subscribers to decline during the quarter, reported a 1.4 million increase in subscriptions, bringing its global base to 126 million. Its shares gained 6% upon the news. Ride-hailing company Uber reported first-quarter results for 2025, including earnings per share of 83 cents and revenue of just over $11.5 billion. Wall Street was expecting earnings per share of 50 cents and revenue of just over $11.6 billion, according to LSEG data. Futures are moderately higher upon news of U.S. and China trade talks. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it
down, get it going slower.
iSurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iSurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iSurvey.com. That's iSurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas size savings on our Texas size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit GMCLongview.com. That's GMCLongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
KTVB News Time, 623, 64 degrees in Longview, 62 in Tyler.
Attorney General Pam Bondi, the DEA, and other law enforcement officials announced a drug bust Tuesday, which Bondi called the largest fentanyl seizure in U.S. history.
The attorney general said 11.5 kilos of fentanyl were seized, including
3 million fentanyl pills.
Bondi said the pills were labeled as oxycodone in various strengths. U.S. Attorney for New Mexico, Ryan Ellison.
The sheer scale and potency of this fentanyl is sobering, with enough lethal doses to kill countless Americans.
The drug trafficking organization was part of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. 16 were arrested in all, and multiple kilos of heroin, cocaine, and meth, and nearly 50 firearms were also seized across several states, with Bondi promising,
more seizures are coming, more arrests are coming. I guarantee you that.
Kevin Uretsky reporting. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is backing cuts to public media.
Cruz joked in a hearing this week that PBS used tax dollars to produce a documentary called Racist Trees. And when it comes to NPR, the Texas Republican says they took millions in earmarked donations from left-wing mega donors.
After receiving those donations, NPR churned out content precisely mirroring its donors' agendas.
The CEOs of both NPR and PBS said they're looking into options to challenge President Trump, who's using executive order to cut their funding. That could include a lawsuit.
Michael Board reporting, the Texas Attorney General says his office has resolved a lawsuit with the North Texas School District.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says his office has resolved the lawsuit with the Coppell ISD after the district took measures to make sure that critical race theory won't be taught in classrooms. Paxton sued the district in March to stop the district from teaching what he calls unlawful critical race theory. Paxton says the district disavowed the teaching and committed it will not be taught anywhere in the district. Paxton says Coppell ISD made the right decision by working with his office on the issue.
Stephen Pickering reporting, your Android device could be under attack. Time to do a software update.
Google is pushing a big update to its Android operating system for smartphones running either Android 13 or 14. It is a response to what Google admits has been a major attempt by hackers to exploit vulnerabilities in the mobile device software, something that could and would lead to malicious software code being executed on devices, compromising users' data privacy, and giving bad actors remote access to the device. Phones running the newer Android 15 are not believed to be affected. The patches come with Android security fixes for this month. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 626.
Some AC contractors will tell you that your unit needs to be replaced when really it can be fixed.
The majority of the time when somebody calls me with a air conditioning or heating issue, we find that it's a part that has gone bad.
Chris Price, owner of Chris's Cooling.
The equipment hasn't gone bad, a part has gone bad. So we replace that part and get you back up and running.
You get a second opinion before you'd have surgery. Get a second opinion before you replace your air conditioning unit.
I have gone on second opinion calls that the homeowner was told that they needed a $15,000 system, and I found that it was low on Freon. I found the leak, repaired the leak, and they're running just fine. If the contractor tells you that you need new equipment, have me come out and give you a free second opinion.
If your air conditioning goes out, call Chris Price at Chris's Cooling. Chances are he can fix the unit you have. Chris's Cooling is online at chriscooling.net. chriscooling.net.
We're sitting down with Michael Bosworth, president of Bosworth & Associates Insurance of Tyler. Michael, there's no way to ignore the fact that insurance is getting more expensive. It's more important than ever to have expert help when buying commercial insurance.
Absolutely. The insurance industry itself is in turmoil because of so many issues that are out there today with the weather pattern that we're experiencing, the inflation that we're dealing with. The good news is we have a lot of companies to choose from. We don't go to the client to sell them insurance, we buy it for them. And so our challenge is to go out and find the right company that we can buy insurance from for our client.
In a tight market for commercial insurance, you need an expert on your side. Before it's time to renew your coverage, set an appointment with Bosworth & Associates Insurance. See Bosworth & Associates online at bosworth-associates.com. bosworth-associates.com. Bosworth & Associates Insurance.
Thinking about selling your valuables? Don't miss the great estate buying event presented by Jules Estate Buyers. For 4 days only, we're purchasing fine jewelry, watches, gold, silver, old coins, and more. Our experts will evaluate any item to provide you with a fair offer and pay you on the spot. Come be a part of the great estate buying event this week only, hosted by Jim's Jewelers in Tyler, May 6th through the 9th. For information, visit JulesEstateBuyers.com.
TJC is one of the largest community colleges in Texas with more than 120 degrees and certificate programs, extensive customized training, and adult continuing education. With their strong core values, rigorous academics, stellar fine and performing arts, diverse student life, and nationally ranked athletics, they're committed to providing various pathways for students of all ages to transfer to senior universities or gain the skills they need to go directly into the workforce. Ready to get started? Visit tjc.edu today and let them help you find the path that's right for you. tjc.edu. KTVV News Time, 629, 62 degrees. Melissa, what's going on in entertainment?
Well, a Motown icon accused of sexual misconduct.
Four former housekeepers for Smokey Robinson have filed a lawsuit seeking at least $50 million. They claim Robinson repeatedly sexually assaulted and raped them.
We believe that Mr. Robinson is a serial and sick rapist that must be stopped.
Attorney John Harris, the four women were not identified by name. They say they eventually quit because of the assaults, though in some cases it took several years. The lawsuit also names Robinson's wife, Frances, as a defendant, claiming she enabled his behavior despite knowing about past sexual misconduct. They also blame her for a hostile work environment, claiming she berated them with language that included ethnic slurs.
That's Lisa Lacera with that report. Switching gears, Paul McCartney's animated film has its cast.
Celine Dion, Himesh Patel, and Hannah Waddingham are set to voice characters in Paul McCartney's animated film, High in the Clouds. Idris Elba, Lionel Richie, and Ringo Starr have also joined the 3D animated feature. The film adapts McCartney's popular children's book. The story follows a teenage squirrel on a quest to liberate music. After accidentally starting a revolution, McCartney himself has written original songs for the film.
Michelle Polino with that story. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. 62 degrees at 6:30.
Fox News
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. 133 Catholic cardinals attended a mass and grabbed lunch before they're locked in the Vatican to choose a successor to Pope Francis.
Among the standouts, Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's Secretary of State, and Francis's number two. Cardinal Pete Zavala, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, notable for his diplomacy in the war between Israel and Hamas. And Cardinal Tagle of the Philippines, dubbed the Asian Pope Francis.
That's Fox's Lauren Green. When a new pope has been chosen, the Sistine Chapel chimney will blow out white smoke. India and Pakistan at risk of an all-out war as the two nuclear powers trade cross-border fire.
In a briefing to reporters, Indian officials say nine targets were hit in Pakistan and on the Pakistani side of the disputed Kashmir region. Now, the dispute over Kashmir dates back to 1947.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 6:31, temperature 62 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, the loss of the Lusitania. More after this.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. There's still time. Come to Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Get here soon and save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
It's Wednesday, May 7th, 2025, and this is America Then and Now. Today in 1915, the ocean liner Lusitania was torpedoed by a German U-boat off the coast of Ireland. One torpedo struck the Lusitania on the starboard bow, followed by a secondary explosion within the ship. Only six of the ship's 48 lifeboats were successfully launched. The Lusitania sank in about 20 minutes, killing 1,198 people, including 128 Americans. While President Woodrow Wilson refused to declare war, the Lusitania's sinking was a factor in the United States' entry into World War I 2 years later. In 1992, the 27th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, almost 203 years after first being proposed. The amendment prohibited any law changing the salary of the members of Congress from taking place until the beginning of the next set of terms of office for representatives. The amendment, originally proposed in 1789, failed to be ratified and was forgotten until 1982, when a student at the University of Texas found the amendment could still be ratified. 10 years later, the amendment was ratified, making it law. And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
It's Melissa Kaiser here, and I want to share some local healthcare news. Look for Total Point Urgent Care for family primary care and those minor emergencies. Total Point clinics are convenient, affordable, and there's no long waiting without an appointment. They offer telemedicine and even behavioral care in Jacksonville. Total Point also offers membership discounts without insurance. And now through May 31st, listeners can get 50% off a membership with the code KTBB50 at TotalPointCare.com. That's TotalPointCare.com.
East Texans are happy folks and families.
Unless their hot water heater leaks, faucet drips, or toilet talks back.
That's when East Texans rely on that cute blue duck
to fix their pipes and get rid of the muck.
The bright yellow truck promises perfectly clean, happy homes.
Trouble-free solutions from happy plumbers who love East Texas.
And love bringing the rub-a-dub plumbing promise wherever it's needed.
Not just clean, squeaky clean.
Online at rubadubplumbing.com.
Hello, this is Anita Friend Ward, host of the Art Connection of East Texas. I encourage you to become a regular listener to Art Connection. You will meet area artists and hear about art-related events covering the entire East Texas area. Grab that early morning cup and join us every Saturday morning for the live interviews 8 to 9 a.m. KTBB 97.5 FM, We Talk Art.
Legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Taco Tuesdays, a three-taco plate for $9.49, and chili con queso for $3.59. Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale. Order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com. KTVB News Time, 6:35, 62 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. The death Texas Department of Public Safety is offering a reward for information leading to an arrest in a 2013 murder near Hallsville.
On October 7, 2013, the body of 51-year-old Lillian DeCoutu was found near FM 450 ramp going onto Interstate 20 just south of Hallsville. Now, according to state troopers, she had been sexually assaulted, beaten, and strangled. They are offering a $6,000 reward to anybody who sends them information leading to the arrest of the person or people responsible for her death.
Our news partner, KETK's Nolan Hoffman. Measles cases in Texas have topped the 700 mark as the state reported 19 more confirmed cases this week.
That is a total of 702 cases that have been reported statewide since the outbreak began in West Texas in January. The good news from the Texas Department of State Health Services is that only 1% or fewer than 10 of the confirmed cases are actively infectious. Two children who were not vaccinated have died from the virus in the past months. 91 people were sick enough to be hospitalized.
Eric Bushman reporting. Police in Fort Worth say they've cleared up a backlog of untested rape kits.
Texas state law requires sexual assault evidence kits to be processed within 90 days. Last year, the Fort Worth Police Department had nearly 900 evidence kits from sexual assault cases that were overdue. The police department hired more crime lab analysts and outsourced other evidence kits to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office. They say that in addition to clearing the backlog, the crime lab now has the necessary staff to process all sexual assault kits.
Stephen Pickering with that report. This year's Texas legislative session has put a spotlight on public education.
There's now growing support for a bill that mandates the teaching about the evils of communism in history classes. State Rep. Jeff Leach says kids will be taught about the oppression that happens under a communist regime.
Paired with a comparison to American principles preventing ideological indoctrination.
His bill orders the State Board of Education to include a comprehensive education on the history, tactics, and consequences of communism. It would start in fourth grade. It's already passed in the state Senate, where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick made it a priority issue.
Michael Board reporting, a Hollywood actor tasked with suggesting changes to the White House regarding the entertainment industry has turned in his homework.
Actor John Boyd and special advisor Stephen Paul have submitted their comprehensive plan to save the American film and television industry to President Trump. Boyd, who was named a special ambassador by the president in January to bring Hollywood back, met with the president at Mar-a-Lago alongside Paul. The proposal includes federal tax incentives, tax code changes, co-production treaties with foreign countries, and infrastructure subsidies for theater owners and production companies. It also focuses on job training and limited tariffs. Trump announced Sunday he plans to implement a 100% tariff on foreign-produced films, claiming other countries are offering incentives, drawing filmmakers away from the country.
Michelle Polino reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
The Catholic Church is selecting a new pope. I'm Paul Gleiser, and I'm in Rome to bring you coverage of the papal conclave. Follow my reports here on KTBB and follow my multimedia coverage at ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health. Folks, download the KTBB mobile app and you can listen live anywhere you drive. The app is free for Apple and Android. It's brought to you by ETR Air Conditioning and Heating, ETR and Train. They have your back. Stay tuned for weather. That's coming up next. KTBB News Time, 6:39.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how did they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Texas Document Solutions.
They're out there, document imaging companies that offer a one-size-fits-all proposal, which won't work for everyone. And good luck after the sale. Well, Texas Document Solutions has a better idea. They understand you're in charge. After all, it's your business. That's why they ask questions. That's why they listen to you. Only then will they provide you with options, choices that help you make a decision that best fits your unique document imaging circumstance. Plus, Texas Document Solutions is a local company. Calls are answered locally, so you'll connect with real people. Local people you'll get to know and trust. Sharp, sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions. No sales gimmicks, no unkept promises. It's your business. You're in charge. and Texas Document Solutions is here to help. Get started today. Call 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
When advanced cancer care is close by, you can get a potentially life-saving screening without having to miss playtime. You can get treatments and checkups and still get home for dinner. And when that care comes from Krista's Health, you can rest easy, knowing you'll be treated with genuine compassion and that we'll be with you every step of the way. Your health, your life, our purpose. Krista's Health.
Does your office roof leak? Does the warehouse leak? Tell the boss that Cables does commercial for repairs or replacements. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 641. Let's get the latest now on our weather forecast from KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
For our Wednesday here across East Texas, we'll be looking at lots of cloud cover as we go into the afternoon. Our high temperatures will climb to near 80 degrees, and we'll see winds from the southeast at about 5 miles per hour. We'll look for at least a chance for a couple of hit or miss storms, especially later on this afternoon, and then a lingering chance into tonight as clouds will continue, and we'll see those low temperatures fall into the lower 60s. On Thursday, again, a hit or miss storm certainly possible during the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Winds now from the north at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, continuing on Friday with that chance for some showers and storms. But then for our Mother's Day weekend, things will be fantastic. If you have any outdoor plans for the holidays, you're going to see, of course, lots of sunshine and temperatures warming into the upper 70s, so much different than what we've had this week. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Some fog out there this morning, folks, so be careful. It is currently 62 degrees over TJC, 64 degrees over Kilgore College, and 62 at KTBB. We've got sports coming your way next. KTBB News Time, 643. For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of 6 different ventless logs and 6 different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License number 8906C.
Attention retirement savers. JP Morgan predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to Forbes, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And Ray Dalio warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking. And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
Since 2006, Expo Home Improvement has specialized in window replacement and bathroom remodels. If you want to revitalize your home, see why thousands have chosen Expo for their remodels. This month, save 50% off installation. Learn more at ExpoHomeImprovement.com. ExpoHomeImprovement.com.
KTVB News Time, 645, 62 degrees. Time now for sports. With the U.S., Mexico, and Canada hosting the 2026 World Cup, President Trump yesterday announced a FIFA task force and touted efforts to boost security.
Any money that's spent will make up manyfold in terms of all of the economic development. These events, especially what we're talking, and you have FIFA and then you have the Olympics.
President Trump at the White House. The U.S. last hosted the World Cup in 1994 and will host the Summer Olympics in L.A. in 2028. The Cleveland Cavaliers down by two games to the Indiana Pacers in the second round of the NBA playoffs.
The Cleveland Cavaliers held a seven-point lead over the Indiana Pacers with under a minute remaining in Game 2 of their second-round playoff series. And somehow, the Cavs lost. After getting an offensive rebound off of his own missed free throw, Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton drilled a go-ahead three with 1 second remaining, and Indiana stunned Cleveland 120-119. The Pacers have won the first two games of a playoff series on the road for the first time since 1994. Donovan Mitchell had 48 points for the shorthanded Cavaliers, who were without Evan Mobley, the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter.
That is Joe Morgan. In last night's other game, the Warriors lost Steph Curry to a hamstring injury in the second quarter against the Timberwolves, but Buddy Hield took up where he left off last time.
Crossover dribble, chest pass to Hield. He's open for three. Bang! Buddy Love! Another big bucket for Buddy Love, and the Warriors back up by 12. He's got 24 points.
The Warriors won it 99-88. The Texas Rangers visited the Red Sox in Boston last night.
And the pitch? And there's a line drive right center, base hit for Smith. It's 5-0 as Carter's home. Heim around to third base on that solid single.
After scoring a run in the first, Texas put up five more in the fourth inning. Nathan Eovaldi was solid through six, striking out seven and holding the Bo Sox to a single run. The bullpen closed it out, and the Rangers claimed the opener 6-1. In Milwaukee, the Brewers scored all their runs in the first frame, including a Jake Bowers two-run homer. Houston starter Hayden Wesneski allowed five hits over four innings before being chased. Astros infielder Brendan Rodgers has struggled at the plate but broke through in the seventh inning.
This ball hit deep to right field, all the way back, and there's the first home run of his Astros career, and what a spot. Two out, three-run jack for Brendan Rodgers.
That was it, though, for the Astros offense as Milwaukee won it 4-3 to lock up the series. The Stros tried to avoid the sweep this afternoon. Framber Valdez on the bump. And after getting past the Colorado Avalanche in Game 7 of the first round of the hockey playoffs, the Stars visit Winnipeg tonight to face the Jets in Round 2. Dallas is 1-3-0 against the Jets this season, so they'll be looking for some payback. Your Money Now coming up next. KTBB News Time 648.
If the high cost of hearing aids has kept you from dealing with hearing loss, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts has great news.
If you have mild to moderate hearing loss, then we have a solution.
Heather LaBorde is a pharmacy technician at Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts in Longview.
We have a solution through AI, actually, artificial intelligence.
Technologically advanced hearing aids are now available over the counter.
You take the test with the hearing aid in your ear, and it will adjust itself to your specific hearing loss. And I actually have the hearing aids in stock. We can get the whole process done in one day.
For as little as $399, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy can fit you with discreet and technologically advanced hearing aids that come with a 30-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Lewis Morgan No. 4 is on Judson Road, a mile north of Highway 80. They're online at lmd4.com.
Lewis Morgan No. 4.
lmd4.com.
The summer of savings is heating up with huge savings on every new Toyota, and summer starts here at Classic Toyota in Tyler. Hurry to Classic Toyota in Tyler and get huge savings with 0% financing for 72 months on new 2025 Tundras. 0 for 72. That's 6 years interest-free. Now, folks, that's a real deal at Classic Toyota. 0% for 72 months on new 2025 Tundras with Toyota's legendary quality, reliability, and resale value. Plus, at Classic Toyota in Tyler, you'll shop our largest selection of Tundras and Tacomas in over 4 years, and you're going to save big on every single truck in stock, friends. Now's the best time to save on a new Toyota truck, so check them all out at ClassicToyotaTyler.com. That's ClassicToyotaTyler.com, or come see them up close at Classic Toyota and get 0 for 72 on new 2025 Tundras. That's Classic Toyota on the South Loop in Tyler. Call 888-338-6788 for details.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now coming up next. 64 degrees in Longview, 62 degrees in Tyler. KTBB News Time, 6:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Switzerland this week to discuss economic and trade matters. Trump last month ratcheted up tariffs on Chinese imports to 145%, and China retaliated with steep tariffs of its own. Stock futures turned sharply higher immediately upon the news. Novo Nordisk shares rose 5% after it reported a better-than-expected rise in net profit, but lowered its full-year sales growth forecast amid weaker sales of its blockbuster Wegovy weight loss drugs. For 2025, the company now sees sales growth of 13 to 21%. This is below the 16 to 24% previously forecast. The FAA has granted SpaceX permission to increase its Starship rocket launches from Boca Chica, Texas, to 25 per year. That is up from 5 times per year under a previous license. Futures are moderately higher amid U.S.-China trade talks. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Troy, can you believe Memorial Day is almost here?
Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting?
Yeah.
That's all you got for the official start to camping season and our entire reason for living?
I am excited, yes. What do you want from me?
Get pumped, man. It's camping Christmas. Kind of a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge flipping deal. That's why Bish's is already celebrating Memorial Day with big deals on all RVs. We're selling travel trailers starting under $139 per month on approved credit.
And don't forget, no tariff fees on new in-stock RVs.
Plus 90 days of all play and no pay OAC.
And clearance pricing on all remaining 2024s while they last.
We're even delivering select RVs same day so you can camp right away.
Same day camping? That is a big flipping deal.
Told you, camping season is a big deal. So come get the real big deals during the Memorial Day sales event happening right now at Bish's RV of Longview at the intersection of Judson Road and George Ritchie Road, where memories begin.
Based on approved credit, 20% down, 8.99% APR for 180 months. Stock number 91071, subject to prior sales. See dealer for details.
KTBB News Time, 6:53, 64 degrees in Longview, 62 in Tyler.
The Federal Reserve is wrapping up its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates this afternoon.
It's widely expected that the central bank will be leaving its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of between 4.25% and 4.5%. The move would follow pauses in March and January and three consecutive rate cuts beginning in September that brought the overnight bank lending rate down from its highest level in more than 23 years. The focus will be on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments on how the economy is holding up amid tariffs. Fed policymakers expect tariffs to increase both inflation and unemployment, although to what degree and for how long is uncertain.
Hillary Barsky reporting President Trump and Canada's prime minister meet for the first time amid trade and annexation tensions.
Regardless of anything, President Trump says the U.S. will be friends with Canada.
I love Canada. I have a lot of respect for the Canadians. Wayne Gretzky. I mean, how good, the great one?
The president says he also has great respect for Canada's newly elected prime minister, Mark Carney, but still believes Canada is better off a U.S. state.
It's not for sale, won't be for sale ever, but the opportunity is in the partnership.
President Trump's response?
Never say never. Never say never.
The two leaders did not strike a deal yet on lowering a 25% tariff rate on Canadian imports to the U.S.
Jared Halpern reporting, the Homeland Security Secretary testified Tuesday before a House Appropriations Subcommittee.
Days after President Trump released his budget for fiscal year 2026, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem taking questions on the future of FEMA, which DHS oversees, the secretary staying committed to eliminating the agency.
President Trump has been very clear since the beginning that he believes that FEMA and its response
in many, many circumstances, has failed the American people.
FEMA has come under criticism from both sides for allegedly being too bureaucratic, with some proposing legislation to take the agency away from DHS and have the administrator become a Senate-confirmed position.
Ryan Schmelz reporting, Newark Liberty International Airport continues to face flight delays and cancellations.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is trying to reassure Americans about the safety of air travel, writing on X, quote, "I fly all the time. The system is safe." That's despite an incident at Newark Liberty International Airport where air traffic controllers briefly lost communication with pilots and couldn't see their planes on the radar. Officials are blaming an antiquated air traffic control system. Democrats are blaming the Trump administration. Secretary Duffy also told FBN that he plans to introduce a plan to build a brand new state-of-the-art air traffic control system to Congress on Thursday.
Ashley Strohmeyer reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 656.
License number 4214C.
Roy Dassville here from AC Contractors, along with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Noticing that the words promise and guarantee are pretty similar in meaning, however...
A lot of people make promises they can't keep, but a guarantee, well, that tends to be written down somewhere.
Certainly the case for AC Contractors Fixed Right or It's Free guarantee.
We'll spell it out for you, folks. If we work on your air conditioning system...
And you make all the repairs we recommend...
If your AC quits on you before the heat quits...
We'll come back and fix it for free.
Is that a promise, Ace?
Better than a promise, Mr. D. It's our guarantee.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You said buts.
Tell me, Ace, why do you suppose we've hardly ever had to make good on that guarantee?
Hey, we're not called do-it-right guys for nothing, Mr. D.
Serving Tyler, Longview, and all over East Texas. Online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
I'm Tammy, and my husband is Rick Humes. I was so impressed with the inspection he did on my parents' home years ago, I married him. Our company, Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler, has been repairing pier and beam foundations for 35 years. Is your pier and beam home not level? Are hardwood floors buckling? Cracks in the walls? Windows and doors sticking? Mold on the walls? Those are signs of possible foundation problems.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
We never hire subcontractors. Rick and our sons do all the work. Our repair estimates include detailed graphs and photos of problems. And when the job is done, we clean up and haul off all the scraps.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Insured with a Better Business Bureau rating of A+, 35 years of repairing pier and beam home foundations.
We work for you, not a realtor. Humes, like homes with a U. Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Name a bug, any bug, pest, or insect, and we can take care of it.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Pest control starting at $29 a month.
Fleas, fire ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, bed bugs, mosquitoes, and the big bully, termites. Never had termites? Keep it that way. With Centricon, the number one brand for termite protection. Bundle your Centricon protection and save.
Lane Pest Control customers earn up to $150 credit when you refer a new customer to us.
Homes, offices, restaurants, apartments, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, warehouses, industrial.
Discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military. Tyler, Linden, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
KTBB News Time, 6:59 on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you, East Texas. Hope that you are doing well on your drive to work today. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Well, the process of selecting a new pope begins today. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is covering the papal conclave in Rome. And starting today, the real ID will be needed to get through airport security. How about sports?
Well, a four-legged star skipping a race and a two-legged one down with an injury. Brayden, how about the weather?
Lots of clouds expected today with a few hit or miss storms. Highs near 80 with lows tonight in the lower 60s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Cio.
Thank you, sir. 62 degrees right now in Tyler, 64 degrees in Longview. A little foggy out there this morning, folks, so be careful on your drive to work. Stay tuned for the other side of the news, daily trivia, a report from Rome, and a whole lot more. Fox News coming up next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.